This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
الحمد لله الحمد لله خالق الوجود من العدم وجاعل النور من الظلم ومخرج الصبر من الألم فملقي التوبة على الندم فنشكره على المصائب كما نشكره على النعم ونصلي على رسوله الأكرم ذي الشرف الأشم والنور الأتم والكتاب المحكم وكمال النبيين والخاتم سيد ولد آدم الذي بشر به عيسى بن مريم ودعا لبعثته إبراهيم عليه السلام حين كان يرفع قواعد بيت الله المحرم فصلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى أتباعه خير الأمم الذين بارك الله بهم كافة الناس العرب منهم والعجم فالحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا والحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا والحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا فصلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا وصرفنا فيه من الوعيد لعلهم يتقون أو يحدث لهم ذكرا فتعالى الله الملك الحق ولا تعجل بالقرآن من قبل أن يقضى إليك من قبل أن يقضى إليك وحيه وقل رب زدني علما ولقد عهدنا إلى آدم من قبل فنسي ولم نجد له عزما رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم ثبتنا عند الموت بلا إله إلا الله واللهم اجعلنا من الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر آمين يا رب العالمين. Today's brief khutbah is going to be dedicated to the last portion of Surah Taha, the 20th surah of the Quran. And at the end of this surah, Allah mentions one of the stories in the Quran that is repeated multiple times, the story of Adam alayhi salam. Those of you, I mean, pretty much I think all of you will be familiar, the Quran repeats stories in itself. So the story of Adam alayhi salam is referred to 7 times in the Quran, the story of Musa alayhi salam several dozen times in the Quran, etc. But what's the purpose of this repetition? In fact, every surah and every time Allah refers or reminds us of a story, it has a different purpose. It's not the same purpose as the last time. Every surah has a goal. Every surah has a lesson to teach. And part of that lesson, just like when you're studying in the university, I see some young faces here, so you have university students, your professor will give you an example while teaching you a concept, right? And there might be 1 or 2 or 3 case studies so you can understand that concept better. It's similar what happens in the Quran. The surah is teaching a lesson, and in order to get that lesson across, some part of the story is going to be quoted. Some part of the story that is relevant to the lesson at hand. So unlike the biblical account, in the Bible, you find that this, you know, from Genesis and onwards, you find one story and then the complete story is mentioned with lots and lots of historical detail, then the next story, then the next story, and it goes in chronological order. That's how the stories in the Bible are structured. But the stories in the Quran are not like that. If somebody is curious about Islam and they go pick up a copy of the Quran and they get a translation from the library and they start reading it, they get confused. Like, what's going on? That was already talked about. Why is it being talked about again? It's being repeated again, right? So even Muslims can read that and say, I wonder why it's like this. Well, the point, one of the things that I want to briefly share with you is that the purpose of the story is actually to reinforce something that Allah is already teaching in that surah. And it's actually reinforcing that. Many a times that's the reason why that's happening. So this is one of the several times, in fact, one of the 7 times, Allah is going to tell us about the story of Adam alayhi salam, but He's going to tell it in a very unique, different way than any of the others. And this also is an important thing for every Muslim, every reader of the Quran, everyone who wants to connect with the Quran should understand. The purpose of the Quran is not to deliver information, you know, not to get the data across. Because if the point is just to deliver information, here's Adam, here's his wife, they made a mistake, they ended up on earth, etc. Here's the information. The information can be delivered in 10 seconds. And now you have the facts of the story. So the next time you hear it, you could say, I already have this information. I already know this. But that's not the purpose of the Quran. The purpose of the Quran is to use that information in unique ways to teach something new every time. It's the same set of information, but the way that it's put together teaches something new. It's actually really quite powerful. And this is something that is part embedded in the wisdom of the Quran, what Allah Azza wa Jal calls a dhikr, the reminder. So getting right to what I wanted to share with you before Allah talks about the story of Adam alayhi salam, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. And that is how we sent down to you an Arabic recital, an Arabic Quran. وَصَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. And we created a lot of variation in the way that warnings are given in it. So Allah doesn't warn humanity one way. Allah doesn't threaten criminals one way. Allah doesn't warn me, don't go down this road, it's going to be bad for you, in one way. He keeps changing the way in which He gives His advice. صَرَّفْنَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْوَعِيدِ. And then He says, why does He do that? Why does He keep alternating or changing the ways in which He communicates the same message? He says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. First purpose, hopefully, and for the goal that they might become conscious. So now Allah is telling us that human beings are not all the same. And in fact, even this one human being isn't the same as the years go by. You're not the same if you're in your 40s now. You're not the same as you were when you were in your 20s. You're not the same as when you were a teenager. Maybe you're not even the same person as you were last year. You and I go through transformation. So there's variety within human beings, and there's also a great deal of variety within myself. So an ayah of the Quran that I heard last year, and it really affected me, I can hear that ayah again, and it doesn't affect me the same way. And another ayah that didn't affect me at all last time I heard it, I liked it, but I moved on. And today I hear it, and it changes my entire life, because I'm in a different place in my life. So the tasriful ayat, the changing of the ayat, so we can find awareness and consciousness, is because we keep going through changes. So Allah, for as a rahmah to us, as a mercy to us, He speaks to us in different ways. Even if he's telling us the same thing, he tells it to us in different ways. This is the rahmah of Allah. I want you to appreciate why that's an act of love from Allah. Because Allah is the master. He doesn't have to tell me in five different ways. A police officer that tells you to slow down, first he announces, slow down. And then you keep going and he says, maybe I should try a nicer way to say it. Hey, could you please slow down? It's going to endanger other people on the road. Hey, I really want you to be safe. He's not going to do that. He said, I said, slow down. That's it. That's enough. And the next time you don't listen, you're getting arrested or even getting shot at or whatever's happening, right? So when you're in a position of authority, you just lay down the law and you don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to repeat over and over again. Forget the example of a police officer. You can go to a classroom and a teacher teaches a lesson and a student doesn't get it. When he does the homework assignment, he doesn't get it. And the teacher gets angry. Yeah, I explained this to you already. Why don't you understand? Well, you want me to repeat the whole thing over for you again? Another way? Another way? Teachers don't have that kind of patience. Only the best teachers do, right? And some of those teachers that were patient with you, that explained things in multiple ways until you got it. Let me try another example. Let me try another example. Those are the teachers that shape your entire personality. They impact you for life because they were patient with your mistakes and your inability to learn one way, right? And Allah is saying out of love for us that He does that in the Quran. Teaches one way, another way, another way, another way. But I also at the same time want to give you a parallel example. This is going to sound silly, but there's a point. When you go to a car dealer to buy a car, the salespeople, they figure out who's going to be the hawk that captures this rabbit, right? They look at you and they figure out whose victim this is going to be. So the sales guy comes up to you, how you doing? How's it going? Can I help you today? And then for the next 3 hours, you cannot escape. Because he's not going to let you. If you're trying to leave, hey, wait, I got something more for you. I got something more for you. And he's going to keep trying to convince you. Just sit in it for a second. Let's take it for a spin. And he's trying to convince you and convince you one way, another way, another way, until you sign the contract. Right? He's desperate for you. The point I'm trying to make is sometimes when someone tries to explain something to you or convince you in multiple ways, that's actually because they're, yes, you don't raise it. Okay. That's actually because they're desperate. You're the customer, you've got the money, and they want your money, so they're going to do everything they can to win your business. So when someone is going out of their way to repeat themselves and explain themselves and repeat themselves, you might think that you're somehow in a position of authority. You're the customer, and the one who's explaining himself over and over again is in a position of desperation. So you might wrongly get that idea about the Quran, because the Quran is repeating itself, explaining itself again, alternating the explanation. You might say, hey, I must be really special because Allah is just keep trying to convince me, and I'm just not in the mood right now. I'll talk to you in Ramadan. Like I'm a little busy right now. Like you get the attitude. By the way, we'll see in the next ayah, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. It's remarkable. Allah says, Allah is the All High, the ultimate King, the ultimate reality. That is to put two things together. One, Allah goes out of His way to explain things in the most merciful, loving way. But don't you ever confuse that with Allah being desperate for you. He is All High and Mighty and you're nothing. But know your place. So, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ is in the very next ayah. Now, even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to get worried that people aren't listening. Maybe if Allah gave another surah, maybe if He gave another ayah, they will listen. Maybe they didn't like this. This example didn't convince them. They made fun of it. Maybe Allah will reveal another example, and that will be better convincing for them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is wishing that more Quran would come because he's thinking if more Quran came, then somehow these people will get convinced. And in that very next ayah, Allah says, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُهُ. Don't rush to the Quran before the revelation has been decreed of it. Until the decision has come that this surah will come, don't wish for it ahead of time. Because you're wishing for it, because you're starting to become desperate for these people, because you're worried about them. But no, you are Allah's messenger. You don't get to be desperate. You don't get to be desperate. And more places, multiple places in the Quran, Allah tells His messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, قُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Tell them the truth comes from your master. Whoever wants, they can believe. Whoever wants this, they can disbelieve. But that's Allah. He speaks like the master. But the messenger himself was so worried for the people that even Allah had to tell him multiple times, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ. Are you going to kill yourself with worry over these people? They're not listening. Why are you becoming so desperate over them? These aren't just lessons to learn about our Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. You and I sometimes have people in our life we care about, and we're trying to advise them, or we're trying to change their course a little bit. There are fathers here that are struggling with their sons or their daughters. There are wives that are struggling with their husbands, siblings, and you're not able to see a change in them, and you're getting desperate. But I can guarantee you, the love you have for them cannot compare with the love Allah's Messenger had, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the ummah. And even that love cannot compare with the love Allah has for all of His creation. It's a different kind of love when Allah ar-Rahman loves. And He gave this Qur'an as an act of His love. So now, getting to the story of Adam, I gotta work quick now because I want to finish exactly on time. Allah Azza wa Jal says at the end of that ayah, the previous ayah, He said, أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. Really interesting words. يعني أَنْ يَأْخُذُ الذِّكْرًا أَنْ يَنْتَفِعُ بِالذِّكْرًا. Like Allah gave this Qur'an and He made multiple different kinds of ways of explaining the same warnings so they can become conscious. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Or another reason is that the reminder might happen for them. The reminder might occur for them. It's really interesting language. Allah could have just said so that they remember. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. He says, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. It's a unique language. So what does this language mean? It is as if among its many lessons, Allah is telling us that reminder isn't just me saying something to you. Like I'm reminding you, hey, Salah is at 1:30 or 1:15. Or I'm reminding you, hey, you have an appointment. That's just a reminder. But the reminder doesn't always have an effect, does it? You can give somebody a reminder and it doesn't have an effect. In fact, many people give reminders and it has the opposite effect. I keep telling my son to pray. I keep telling him, pray, pray, pray. And he just keeps getting more and more annoyed. You know? I keep telling my child to behave. I keep yelling at him to behave. And he keeps on misbehaving. It's the opposite effect. You're saying one thing and the effect is the opposite. When the dhikr, when the reminder actually happens, it actually happens for a person. It causes a person to internalize it. That is something that can only happen through the Qur'an. أَوْ يُحْدِثُ لَهُمْ ذِكْرًا. But what does all of this have to do with the story of Adam alayhi salam? In the next few minutes, let's try and understand what that has to do with the qissah of Adam alayhi salam. Now, like I said, Allah is going to talk about Adam alayhi salam in different ways in Surah Taha. This is different from other places. So what do we read about him? We read, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. We had taken a promise from Adam a long time ago. The promise was, don't go near this tree. You guys all know that promise. We'd taken a promise from him a long time ago. Fanasi. So he forgot. So Adam alayhi salam forgot. I'll stop for a second. It's okay. If you have a few more, I could use those too, yeah. Okay. That's better. So Allah says we took a promise from Adam alayhi salam and he forgot. Fanasiya. Now, before we go any further, the whole point was, just a couple of ayat ago, Allah said the purpose of the Qur'an is that the reminder might happen for them. And what's the opposite of remembering? Forgetting. Allah tells us the story of Adam, and the first thing He tells us about him is, I took a promise from Adam, and he forgot. Where he should have what? Without saying it, it's kinaya. Kinaya means to say something without saying it. He forgot where he should have remembered. Now let's think about Adam alayhi salam for a couple of minutes on just this one note. The Quran is 114 surahs. Ramadan is coming soon. There's going to be a few hours. We're going to stand behind the imam and listen to the entire Quran being reminded. That's not one reminder. That's thousands of reminders and thousands of ayat that we're going to listen to, right? But
What reminder was given to Adam alayhi salam? How much sharia was given to him? What was the usulul fiqh? What were the ahkam? What was the wajibat? What was the tahrimat? There's a long list of things you learn in fiqh. There's a long list of things you learn in halal. There's an exhaustive instruction. There's one instruction in the entire fiqh book. The one instruction in the entire revelation. Does that tree? Stay away. That's it. There's no other reminder. There's nothing else. Just one reminder. Everything comes back to one thing. It's not multiple instructions. It's one instruction. You guys ever hear when you tell your kid, I told you just this one thing and you couldn't do that? It's not like I gave you 20 instructions. I told you one thing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, we took a promise from Adam and he what? Forgot. And the Quran's purpose is that you should what? Remember. But then Adam alayhi salam, he wasn't even given a reminder from a khatib. He wasn't given a reminder from a YouTube video. He was given a reminder directly from Allah himself. Like Allah told him to remember. Not even through a prophet or through future generations that believe in a prophet like we have. Is directly from Allah. Allah speaks to him directly, points at the tree directly and says, لَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. This tree, don't go near this one. It's not even, oh, I was confused. I didn't know which tree. No, the tree was pointed out too. That was made abundantly clear. So you know what I'm trying to tell you? This was the kind of reminder where you kind of don't have any excuse. You have zero excuse. Like, who better to remind you than Allah Himself? Who better? What's easier to remember than one thing? Just one. And then, if that wasn't enough, the reminder itself, Allah says to him, Ya Adam, inna hadha aduwwun lak wa li zawjik. Adam, by the way, this is your enemy and for your spouse. He introduced him to Iblis. This is your enemy, you and your spouse. And then he says to him, فَلَا يُخْرِجَنَّكُمَا مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Don't let him get both of you kicked out of Jannah. Fatashqa, you'll be miserable. Allah is telling Adam alayhi salam. Inna laka alla taju'a fiha wa la ta'ra. Listen, what you have right now in this Jannah is you don't have to experience hunger. You don't have to experience nakedness. Wa innaka la tadhma wa la tadha. You don't have to feel thirst. You don't have to feel the burning, blazing sun. And then Allah goes out of his way to say, not just don't go near this tree, the one guy that wants to make you go near this tree will ruin your life. And once that life gets ruined, you're going to get hungry. You're going to experience the blazing sun. You're going to experience misery, which is what this life is, this world. I'm warning you, this is serious. But even that entire warning boils down to one instruction. But we learn about Adam alayhi salam, nasiya, walam najid lahu azma. And Allah even then says, we didn't find a lot of commitment in him. What a heavy words to hear about Adam alayhi salam. We love and revere Adam alayhi salam, but we have to recite these words. Allah said them, lam najid lahu azma. We didn't find a lot of commitment in him. So now, how do we understand this? We understand this because time is literally a minute left. I just want you to contemplate this with me. And as an assignment, I want all of you to read the end of Surah Taha on your own. When you go home after work, whenever you get home tonight, just read the end of Surah Taha and contemplate what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. So now let's listen to this ending. He says about Adam alayhi salam, that when he did make this mistake, and he was sent down to the earth. عَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. Adam alayhi salam disobeyed his master, and he was deviated. He went off the path. But in the next ayat, watch this. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Then his master chose him. Then, and he accepted his repentance, and he guided him. The entire point of this exercise in this khutbah was one thing. Sometimes you look at someone else and say, how could they? They had the best reminder. They had the best tarbiyah. They had the best opportunity. And they still messed up. How could they do that? This person, no good. This person, I mean, come on. They have no excuse for that behavior. All of these things that you're saying, Actually, you could be saying all of those things about Adam alayhi salam, because Allah left no excuse. And yet Allah says that even after he made that mistake, that he repented. Allah chose him. فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ. When you make a mistake, you don't get rejected. When you make a mistake, people reject. When you make a mistake, Allah doesn't reject. Allah does ijtiba. In fact, in the ayah, فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ وَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Like, tawbah is mentioned later, ijtiba is mentioned first. Allah chose him first, then he mentions that he made tawbah. You would think, no, first he repented, then Allah chose him. No, Allah didn't abandon someone because they made a mistake. That's the difference between Adam and Iblis. Iblis abandoned Allah. Allah did not abandon Iblis. But Adam alayhi salam, Allah never abandons. He chose him. But the other important reminder for you and me, and this is quite a reminder, is that it doesn't matter how powerful a reminder is. You and I can mess up. It'll happen. And people around you can mess up. Doesn't, even if the reminder is directly from Allah, even if there's all these infinite reasons to do the right thing and only one reason to do the wrong. Think about Jannah again. Jannah has everything. What is so great about that tree? Any desire you have, you get. Anything you want to eat, you can eat. Anywhere you want to go, you can go. فَأْكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ جِئْتُمَا. Wherever you want to go, in that Jannah. But you know what? Iblis's job is to make you slip one way or the other. To slip one way or the other. But the one who comes back and feels bad, Ya Rab, you reminded me, but I forgot. You reminded me, but I disobeyed. You reminded me, but I ignored temporarily. I slipped up. And you come back to your Rab, it doesn't matter what people say or do. It's actually Allah who says, if you turn back to me, I still choose you. And you can come back to me. فَاجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. You'll see in this surah, this is the part I won't share with you because it's time, and this is something you'll enjoy doing yourself, inshallah, reading the end of Surah Taha. Right after this, there's going to be one more conversation in the surah. That conversation is not between Allah and Adam. That conversation is between you and me and Allah. There's a future conversation that human beings are going to have with Allah because they didn't learn about this conversation. They didn't pay attention to this conversation. And this conversation was about, yes, Adam alayhi salam forgot, but he picked himself back up. But what you and I forget, just like people dismiss us and say, ah, you're written off. You start considering yourself written off. You start telling yourself, what's the point now? It's too late for me. I already messed up. I'm too far gone. You know, I was way up there, now I'm way down here. Nobody can experience way up and way down like being in Jannah and then being on earth. That's Adam alayhi salam. But Allah even chose him. Allah even elevated him. So it doesn't matter how hard you think you fell or how low you fell. You can't fall like that. You can't fall like that. That's not, you can't compare. And if that can be elevated and Allah still chose our father Adam alayhi salam, then you and I can never have an excuse to be without hope. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to be merciful to ourselves, not allow us to lie to ourselves that Allah is no longer choosing us. Allah has himself rejected us. And may Allah not make us think of others as those that have been rejected by Allah and rejected by us. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayat wa dhikr al-Hakim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على أفضلهم وخاتم النبيين محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أقول أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله رحمكم الله اتقوا الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر
ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.